Bournemouth.
Good afternoon. It is now 5 p.m. I call to order the workshop of the Apalachicola City Commission. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and the topic of discussion today is the Popham Building. So if you would please stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you to do the will of your people, God. We ask that you would grant us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for all things, God, and we give you glory. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I will open the floor for public comment. If there are any public comments regarding the Popham Building. Hearing none, seeing none, I will open the floor up. Who is going to take the lead? Mr. Brett.
Good afternoon. Again, my name is Brett Hammond with Hammond & Group Architects. In this particular instance, we are the architect for the Popham Building. We are working through HALF, which is David Snyder to my rear here. We're working for David on this particular one tonight. At the last meeting, we showed you some options of building types as well as kind of an open air concept, a decking arrangement with a gazebo or pergola in the backdrop, and you asked us to continue to work on that. One of the comments was that they wanted to see a potential linkage that would take you on out into as the pier out in the water with future built out. So we have developed something to show you that as well, and we've continued to work on the physical building itself. Next slide, please, Travis. This is just what I'm showing you, the open-air concept with no canopies, to give you an idea. Back it up just a moment. All right, go forward. All right, this was what we showed you at the last commission meeting. We showed you an open deck concept that you could potentially leave it wide open, or you could put canvas awnings or canopies to provide some shade and cover. And then out front along the actual street frontage, we had those sort of tilted slabs were things that you could put some sort of historic reference to the original Popham Building on it. This building and deck occur inside the footprint of the existing structure. And part of that was so that the environmental side, we're talking about demoing the building or disassembling the building down to the deck that's stable, which is pretty much the area beneath the second floor, second story area. The lean-to areas, the floors are already heaved inside those buildings. But that was what we showed you back 11-5. Next slide, please. We developed it a little further, changed the pitch on the roof to get a little more accent to it. And previously, where we kind of carried the columns up, we wanted to lighten it up, and we thought maybe we can take and turn those into lighting. So that in the evening function, you could have that. Again, we still have the slanted slabs out front that become historic monuments. And you'll notice down to the lower area, we've got a walkway and a ramp going out because the gentleman at the last meeting wanted to use the existing pilings to go out into the future dock arrangement out in the river that's there now. It doesn't have any decking on it, but the piles are currently there. But we did this to kind of give you an idea. Next slide, please. Again, this is still open air, but it gives you a view of what's going on. We've got it surrounded with some sort of handrail barricade. We aren't very high off there, but we don't have any actual finished floor elevations right now at the time. Again, trying to get you guys to say go forward and young man and prosper, and we'll try to get these drawings out. But again, we see the actual light poles working if you don't have a canopy on it as providing light in the evening time if you had something like that. Next slide, please, Travis. This is if you put canvas awnings in the summertime, realizing it could be potentially outrageously hot, or you wanted something to have, assuming you're having a wedding or something underneath the actual pavilion, and you wanted to have chairs on the deck, you could essentially put canvas awnings up, span between the actual light poles themselves, and we'll work and develop that further if this is the direction you all wish us to go, to provide something going on with the light poles so we can get them structurally designed to carry some sort of minor fabric out there that could provide a shade canopy so you're not just out there in the baking heat. Next slide, please. Again, this is just looking at it from that standpoint to where we could provide some cover in the event of a wedding and you want something out there that you don't want them sitting in the daytime heat if you had an outdoor wedding, and give the city an opportunity to have a venue that they could rent out to compete, to have that function. And this play, the historical monuments or informational display boards play back to the original grant. It was granted back in 2008, the Community Trust Grant. If they want something that works with the waterfront, but they also, I think Travis had said at the time, as long as we acknowledge, the Opapa building, how important it was to the community, and those types of things, and give you that. And it could have, they could have photographs on them. They could be etchings. We haven't figured that out with regard to it, but there's a bunch of things that could physically occur that could identify and work to provide school children, people using the dock, whatever, if they wanted to come see the history of the space and what had been there on the working waterfront, and pay homage to the Popham building. Next slide, I think, is it. I think that was it. So that's what we have done. our last marching order, my understanding, was to kind of work in that direction and bring you guys back an option going forward, and we have. Again, the only thing we changed on it really was the pitch of the roof. We steepened it a little to just give it more oomph, and then the actual lighting, whereas before we had carried up piles. It didn't look too refined, but it was a quick option to show, gosh, we could put canopies up there. And then we did this thinking, if you had a function at night, you would need enough light out there. People would not trip and fall, or you could have, whatever the city rents it out. I do not know if how that would work for you all, but it would give you a venue space if you chose to do that, or just allowed people to utilize it. So that's what we did to bring back to you and show you what we think we can do inside that space. We have developed the documents to deliver to Dave to include in the phase one package, which is going to be disassembly of the physical structure down to the deck and get that area out to where we can, if the city wants to recycle some of the material for something else, they would have access to that. Or if it needs to go away. The question is going to be from the contractors, what do you want to do with our stuff? So at that point in time, either we have them dispose of it, or we allow the city the opportunity to salvage what they wish to salvage. Some of it could be salvaged for other products or, textural things. If you wanted to skin something inside and say it was a Popham building or a piece of the Popham building. But, part of it, that we want to salvage the old doors, those types of things. There's a set of double doors on the north side, facing the actual fish house now. Big industrial sliding doors that might be saved. But that's what we came up with to bring back to you and say, we think we were following your direction from the last meeting.
I have a question, couple of questions, actually.
I'm sorry, not slot. Yeah, right there, Travis. Next one's Travis. Yeah. So the light poles, can the pylons be used there, or are there in sections where the current pylons can be used?
No, not to meet current code. You recall from the early stages, the piles are not, first of all, they're not deep enough for current code. But secondly, they don't come up They stop at the platform, and even the second story, they've decked over the platform. The second story is resting on kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of a dead man on top of the wood flooring. So the piles, the columns that support the second story do not bear down to below grade, which is what they need to be. So, and if you'll recall, too, some of the earlier photographs, back in 08, someone, I'm assuming it was people associated with the Maritime Museum, there had been some piles had been tried to replace, but they can't be, if you follow the early structural report from MK out of Panama City, the piles, they're recommending 20 feet. Now, I've got geotechnical reports that the structural engineer may want to go deeper, but at a minimum of 20-foot depth. So it's real hard to try to bring even the existing building. One of those discussions that we had was, I can't even get the existing building without lifting the existing building and moving it inland. The whole idea of that would be to drive piles deep enough to structurally support the load. And then I still don't have the building. Even if we tied the building on top, the building would not meet current code.
My other question is, thank you for answering that, the canopy. Do you have an idea of what the cost of canopy are?
You're talking about the awnings?
Yeah.
No, not right off the top of my head. We'd have to get it finished. We'd have to get it designed out and then kind of run it. Again, it's going to be a square foot cost. I would reach out. There are several people that that do it. There's an outfit out of Ocala that does canopy structures, and I'm sure we could probably go directly to them and have that fabric, have them fabricate something like that. It might be Big Tops out of Perry or someone like that who would do something like this.
Is mechanical awnings an option?
Oh, you're talking about mechanical to move them in and out. I hadn't thought of that. There might possibly be the problem with that, I think, Mayor Ash, is that we would have to have tracks from one light pole to the next that would be permanent. And my concern with that is they would have to be deep enough to make that span, just structurally support their own weight of the track itself would be my concern.
But my concern is having someone to install, take down those
types of things.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
Yeah. And that's a valid point. I mean, that's a very valid point. It might be something as simple, again, and I haven't, we haven't got into it to figure it out, but it might be something as simple as, like I say, a detachable cable or something along those lines that you hook the canopies to them and pull them out, if somebody asks for it. And again, I see that as being probably the major use of it right there. And that's uncovered lights in the evening. If you're going to have an outdoor wedding on it or something, you have it early morning, you have it late afternoon. But again, depending on how popular it is and depending on what people do with regard, they may want it in the afternoon. I don't know. We just want to throw them out there to give you an idea of what we thought we could do. Again, I think even with this, the actual light poles would probably have to be a kind of a custom design. They'd have to be a steel pole. We'd have to anchor them into the top of the concrete column, the concrete piles, to get them there. But I wanted a more refined look. I didn't want those 12 concrete piles going up 8 feet in the air. It just doesn't. It's just kind of a brutal look on the early one that we showed you last month. And it was just an idea to say, we might do something like this. And so when we started looking at it, we started saying, well, maybe we turn those into light poles. They'd have to be structurally designed to carry the weight of a canopy. And that's as we go through this process to say, what's the weight, with regard to the cabling system, and then how much does the canvas weigh to pull across it? But
the design of the pavilion.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you come up with that design? Does it have some type of tie-in to what is about to happen on the river? Or I'm just curious.
I don't understand the question.
The design elements, the weaving. It looked like the weaving and the top, the roof.
The roof part there. What we would do is that roof part would be fixed, and then it's hard to see, but the rest would be like an open air trellis. So what you see on either side, the center portion is a firmly fixed roof. Either side of it is more of a trellis look, an open air sort of trough.
I guess my question is, how does it? How does that specific design tie in with the riverfront, the surroundings? I mean, on the what is it? The dock that's next to it.
Right.
What is Anders? I was going to say Anglers. Thank you. The Anders. How does it tie into the rest of the elements, the aesthetics of the riverfront? I'm just curious. I don't have a problem with it. I'm just curious.
I don't know that you have anything else on the riverfront like this, to be honest with you. The ramp, of course, and is that Anders Pier, the old out there?
Yeah. South of there.
That would be the ramp. It would tie you up. And essentially, we have left in the demo documents the area where the old boat slipped out behind. We're tearing off the metal roofing. But the gentleman who was here at the last meeting mentioned that he'd like to see piles used. And so we've left those piles intact and taken all the metal and stuff off of them. And so assuming that in the event you build it out, you'd have potential to use those piles if they're still valid.
Can the metal that's coming off be used for this element? Just to refurbish the, I mean, just to...
I don't know about refurbishing. I would not use it in its current state.
Okay.
And here, please take this as for what it's worth. There's nothing any worse than trying, and I've been involved in this, to where I've saved something and somebody comes back later and says, we spent all this money and this is what we have. If it's going to be new, I think it should be new, personally. But I respect the fact that we're trying to do something to pay homage to the Popham Building, and I don't know if it could be an exhibit built with some of the metal and say, you know, gosh, this is the roof off of the Popham Building, but the roof is in pretty bad shape. The metal on the building is in pretty bad shape. But there might be an element that somehow we incorporate into it. Just at this time, I don't know exactly how to do that. But I appreciate the thought.
I'm Dave Snyder, soon to be retired. So I brought my replacement.
That's right.
I've left my home number. I only live a mile from the office. This is Dan Shear. He's going to be taking over for me. A blueprint guy that we picked up at the office about 2 months ago, and he's going to handle the plans at one for the Scipio Creek. Work is done. We just need to get a permit, and we're working on the Water Street sidewalks too. One issue we did have from experience, and Dan, you'll be in a blueprint guy, we had a big shade problem at Cascades Park. Huge problem. That was the biggest thing. And something like this that Brett put together, if we actually just brought tables with expandable umbrellas, and they worked great. You know, they have to store them someplace. You bring them out for a wedding reception. You bring eight chairs around a table. You put a nice umbrella, big spreading umbrella up there, and it did really do a great job shading people, because that's the biggest complaint that we got in the park was the lack of getting out of the sun.
I think the mayor brings up some interesting points, and when I see this, it harkens more toward seaside than it does toward our riverfront, I feel like, and I'm trying to figure out how we could reuse some aspect that it would harken more back to commercial seafood, less seaside, less, you know, just... It's very Tallahassee, very big city sort of look to it, to me. And I just wish it would be a little more reflective of what's there. I understand the metal may not be able to be used for the roof. It might not be good material, but I don't know. What's that? Mm-hmm.
along the railing, you say.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I feel like we definitely said in all of the meetings that we were salvaging the materials, the metal and the wood, and we're going to store it at Fifth Street, I believe, is what. So we have a plan for that, so it's not up in the air, just so you know. And the words future dock on there, I'm a little hesitant to keep that on there because people will be saying, when's a dock going to be built? When's a dock going to be built? And I feel like if that's not going to be there in this rendition, we don't need to put that on there.
Okay, that's fine.
Because people will be expecting a dock.
The only reason we put it was at the last meeting, the gentleman talked about having, you know, reusing the actual piles out to get to Anders Pier in the future. But I have no problem taking it on.
Yeah.
I also have no problem working with you and extending this to another meeting if we need to try to come back. I mean, all what we're doing right now is throwing out kind of what we thought.
Right, and we're just throwing out what we think.
Yeah.
So,
and fine, and I appreciate the comment.
But I'm just worried that, you know how documents stick around for a long time and somebody sees that and they put it in their brain and they're going, we're supposed to have a dock. You still haven't built that dock down there that you said you were going to build. So I feel like we need to get that off there if it's not a part of the plan. And I think what George was saying on the pilings is just don't throw them away. They're good wood. Just reuse them. We don't need to put them out there because we have a fishing pier next door with the Anders Pier. So
I think Brett's plans also.
I know, but it's more of a pier. Yeah.
I haven't seen Brett's plans for the for demolishing the Papa building, but I think the wording is disassembling it.
Yeah,
we're going to take it apart. That's why a normal, you know, $20-$30 a square foot to bring a building down is more like three times that to disassemble it, bring it, set it someplace where we can use the pieces, use the lumber, and, you know, maybe
set it
somehow make it, you know, ornamental so that it looks, people can remember, oh yeah, this is where the Poppin building was. So we're not just knocking the thing down and hauling it off to a landfill.
I can't tell you how many paintings have been done of that building, even as it sits today.
Yeah.
So,
Sure.
Hundreds of paintings have been done with those.
And that's part of the reason, like I say, it's disassembly, not demolishing.
Right.
The contractor is going to ask for, and you have plenty of space out to set it aside, but he's going to ask for the city to immediately come in and take what they want so that he can dispose of, because he's going to factor a tonnage charge.
Yeah.
Just how they're going to do it.
Well, and I think we've got to come to grips with what we want to save and how much, because, and that the city manager will play a part in. Because, you know, I'm not good at seeing volume. So it may be that we need a quarter of the volume. We may want to save it all. I don't know.
Right.
But I just want to have the opportunity for it not to be wasted.
Commissioner Elliott.
Thank you. Just because we just mentioned that point, a quick idea I had was we could use some of those salvaged materials and hire or contract out an artist or a company to use some of the reclaimed materials to make a two-scale replica of it that could be displayed somewhere, using the materials from it. So my comments in general, really with the design, it's really not pertaining to design. The more open concept with the open-air pavilion, obviously a fan of the pergola, I'm kind of on the fence about. I just don't know if it meshes very well right there. But I want to speak more to the generality of the building and the usage of it, because we have talked a lot about it being rented out for events and weddings and other things like that. And I would like to call attention to the fact that that is probably not going to happen. And it is probably not going to be a huge revenue driver, because I do some of this for work. There are plenty of wedding venues around this town. The city already owns a pretty popular one, which is Lafayette Park. We do not have the resources or the plans in place to provide, we don't have the human capital to provide hospitality and service to people that are going to be getting married on weekends and after hours. Who are we going to send to deal with that and to deal with those issues? The other thing is, people are going to complain about the smell and the noise of Levin's. No one wants to get married across the street from a massive mound of, as my little cousins called them when we were kids, driving by them on a golf cart, stinky rocks. So I just think we need to be a little more realistic about what this building will be used for. And I don't think it's going to be for people spending upwards of $5,000 just to rent the venue for a wedding when they can go down the street and get a more inclusive deal from another small business owner. I think the more realistic use of this building is going to be people doing sightseeing, casual leisure, going to have lunch, letting their kids run around in a more, in a, you know, a contained area, taking a break from walking, and access to future docks, because I think the most important thing we can do with our waterfront is to pay homage to the working waterfront by having functioning docks there. And something with this design that I really like is you see an ADA compatibility with it, because we don't technically have an ADA accessible dock or ramp anymore. And that is something I have had people complain to me chiefly about, is now there's not really a spot for anyone that is in a wheelchair or immobile or physically disabled to really get on a boat easily. And I think that's something that we should provide. So in general terms as well, we haven't had any sort of discussion on the projected annual maintenance cost, insurance and liability, utility, and then labor to operate or maintain it, which goes back to the conversation of the canopies, which if we can't use mechanical ones or if they're too cost prohibitive or don't make sense, that's public, that's adding another chore onto public works to go every day and take care, take these up or take these down during hurricane season when we have inclement weather. They're going to have to come up, come down. They're also going to have to get cleaned because birds. So I think we need to be a little more realistic about whether or not the pavilion needs to happen, if it needs to happen, and if it needs to happen before the docks come to fruition. Because I think that without the docks there, there is zero draw for anyone to go there.
Thank you. Commissioner George?
Okay. The revision to the pergola, there's something about it that bothers me. It doesn't look like it's apological. Something about that pitch.
It's the pitch. And pitch is steeper than what's on Popham Building, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But like even like the original design, it was kind of, it was flatter, and it to me it blended in more with
parking more to the, okay.
But I kind of think Howard Johnson is what I see. I mean, I think something flatter that's less like...
Take it back to a more... Yeah, okay.
It's not really a focal point. It's a feature, but not like the feature. I mean, that's just my opinion. And just curious. Now, that thing in the back, that's supposed to be a sailboat in the river, right?
You're talking about those lines?
The dark...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a boat?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not part of it.
Yeah, it was sailboat sails of what it was.
Okay, because as you know, I want it like as plain as possible. The one we've never talked about this, and I hate to keep adding things, but the most functional pavilion the city of Apalachicola ever had was in Lafayette Park. It used to be like this giant round pavilion that had palm trees for the columns. And it was a circular pavilion, and it had a continuous bench around it. And we had parties there, dances. The bands would play there, and it was like a place where people could come and sit without having to bring seating. But it wasn't something that required maintenance. It's just just a bench, uh-huh. Like continuous bench around there. I mean, I think something like that would add to it, but I like everything else. I mean, I do, because it's just plain and easy to maintain. If it didn't have the lighting, that wouldn't bother me either. I mean, it would be nice to have lighting at night, but you know, as far as the maintenance, I'm not sure.
Okay.
We have a history of having burnout lighting all over town. I like the idea of being able to put up the canopies if you had a summer event, but overall, I would be happy with it, except I do think the pergola needs to be
flattened.
Those are all my comments. Thank you.
So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, commissioners, that we would like for Brett to go back to the drawing board on this concept. Is that correct? Anybody?
Yes, Mayor.
That's fair. I mean, all your comments are taken. Please understand me. I've done this for a lifetime. And that's why it's your building. It's not mine. I mean, we're doing it, but it's, you know, we want it to be what you all want it to be. So this was just kind of tweaking what we had last time, trying to bring back ideas. I have no problem going back. We'll take the sailboat out so you don't see the lines behind it. And again, you know, Commissioner Alley, your statement is incredibly valid, you know, with regard to 11 Seafood next door. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think about that. We weren't thinking about it. We did it. But, I mean, what you say is absolutely, you know, with regard to, do I want to get married? I don't know. Again, that's what we thought about was a big open air sort of a deck to allow that. But that's a valid statement, an incredibly valid statement. Again, it doesn't, we can come back with another view. I have no problem doing that. That's what I got. I'm going to make him come with me. He doesn't get to retire. He has to come too, but I'll be happy to do it. I have no qualms with it at all. The idea of the canopies, we were just thinking, you know, what do you get in the event somebody's out there in the middle of the day? Again, incredibly valid statement. Unless you have it mechanized, but then that adds a maintenance cost to it. You know, a mechanic, you know, an electrical cost. I don't think we can mechanize it without having, you know, winches or some sort of rigid track system. And the span is such that my structural engineer won't like it, because it has to get too deep to carry its own weight. That's why we were thinking maybe cables and something light. Again, all of them are valid comments. You know, please understand me. You're not offending me at all. I mean, I want this building, whatever we do for you, we want it to be what you all want it to be. And if it just becomes... You take the pergola out, it becomes a big platform that people can, you know, the problem is I'm not certain you can get out far enough to fish off of it, but it became just a big deck. If that's what you want it to be, that's what we can make it happen.
The model that someone suggested, that goes a long ways. If you build a scale model that you can actually almost carry around with you of what the building used to look like, that really goes a long ways with the kids. Like again, stuff that we've done. If you can take them and show them what it used to look like, it creates a lot of interest, and something that could be, you know, permanently set, you know, somewhere on that thing would be great. As this is what it used to look like, and a little history about the building with like a nice little three-dimensional model, a little small building, and you could get college kids to do stuff like that. A lot of kids that are in the architecture school will build something like that as a project, and it just goes a long ways. It just looks great. So that'd be something that I think would be a real good idea.
The simpler the better.
Simpler the better. Understood. Let us go back to the board. I'll try to get something up in 2 weeks to get it to Ms. Marie so she can get it to you, and we'll come back. Dave and I will come back next month.
It's your turn to buy dinner. No, it'd be fine.
But be happy to do it. Please sure. Understand me. We want it to be what you all want it to be. It is the city structure. It is the community structure. It's no different. I want to be certain it does what you all want it to be, function the way you want it to function. And if it doesn't,
There's no sense putting the money in to build it. Frankly, I've achieved that goal in life to where I can tell people, you know, if it's not doing what you want it to be, you don't want to spend the money. You just don't want to. You want it to do what you want it to do. If it's not going to function that way, then we miss the mark. And I don't want to fail in that part. This part, anyway, is not in phase one. This will come out as a set of documents that will fall on your shelf because it's not the redesign and the rebuilding is going to be parked on a shelf in the event you have additional funding. So there's funding left over in the actual grant fund.
Great. Are there any other questions, Commissioner, for either Dave or Brett regarding the Popham building? Are there? Sure. Manager Way.
Is there any interest on the commission of seeing a rendering with just a very simple, basic deck with no structure and the benches, like Commissioner George said, around the side with no cover or anything, just as an option?
Yeah, and I think if we do want a dock, you know, if we want it to eventually just be have a dock there, then maybe that's what we need to be focusing on. I don't know if they're going to allow you to put a dock in that. It's shaped totally different than it was, so I don't know.
It being the footprint of the other dock that was there was the plan for, is what George Watkins was saying, that little dock that's sitting there now that's covered. George was saying to put a dock in that same footprint out because it goes pretty close to the canal, to the channel there under the bridge.
Yeah.
And a lot of people liked to fish there back in the day because it was right close to that channel. But, I mean, it'd be a, obviously it'd be a multi-purpose facility for people to just sit. And when I was early on, when we were talking about this and I was talking about it, that the bench around the outside was kind of in my brain, but just never made it on there. I just kind of thought that would be a cool idea.
So is that something, I know Commissioner George threw the round that concept out. Is that something that you would like to see, commissioners?
Yeah, both the built-in seats aspect and possibly a round one, if that.
We'd be happy to explore it, try to get, you know. Oh, we'll have to try to jam it here in the next 2 weeks. Obviously, we're in the holiday season for it, and I know you guys need it 2 weeks prior so you can commit to the next commission meeting. But we'll be happy to try to get something up and get it over to Bree, even in preliminary. We may still, if you don't fault me, if I continue to work over the holidays and maybe bring more at the next meeting, even though we may not. I know we've got to have before you, we've got 2 weeks prior to your meeting in order to obligate the space and send something over. But we may bring something additional when we come and maybe provide that to Travis before we, so you all have an opportunity to look at it. But we try to get the options up for you. We have no problem doing that. None whatsoever.
Any other comments for the architect and the engineer? If not, thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thank you. Thank
happy
you.
Retirement. Happy. If there are no other comments, may I have a motion to adjourn this workshop?
We do have just a few minutes left, so I did want to, since we are in a workshop form and we have more of an opportunity to talk, I would like to see how the rest of the commissioners feel about the concept of what is, you know, the future of this building, what functional uses do we see for it, because that is something I keep coming back to is, at the end of the day, it's going to be an insurance bill, a utility bill, a maintenance and upkeep bill. And how do we foresee, well, one, that being paid for, can it be offset by events, staff to maintain it, and what the public use of it would look like. I've mentioned that I think that, utilizing the dock space and trying to have it be more functional for both residents that want to use it on a daily basis. That also ties into ways that tourists would use it, going to sightsee, etc. So I just wanted to see what the rest of this commission feels like and what ideas y'all have.
Commissioner Grove?
When I look at it, I think it would be a good venue. We talked about that a lot. I think people would rent it because it's on the water. Shade is certainly an issue. I think they would figure it out with Levin's next door. But what I see is a bunch of shrimp guts stuck to the stuck to the wood and the railings, because they're going to go over there and everybody's going to fish off of that, and it's going to have dried on shrimp and, you know, bait guts, because that's the detritus left behind when somebody fishes, and they're going to use it as a fishing pier. So I don't know how the two of those things can work together. I think the more dockage we could have for transient sailboats, because sailboats, we don't have the water for them, but boats, transient boats, I think that is good. So we have a lot. So I think if the Anders Pier is rebuilt, that's a lot of empty dockage too. So there's a lot of things in play there. My vision of having it as a rental venue would be, it's the way it is, just like Lafayette Park. If you want the grass mowed, you mow it. If you want the deck washed, you'd get a pressure washer and wash it. And if you want shade or tables, you go rent them and you get them out of there. So that's my initial thoughts.
Commissioner George?
I wouldn't see it as being a wedding venue on a regular basis. I mean, I think there were people that would want to do that. But, I mean, I see it as a place for sightseeing, for just a place to stop and rest, just a way to connect with the water and to have, you know, connect with the dock, so we can have, you know, where boats can tie up, and just more of a casual venue place than we do have enough wedding venues in town. And, you know, there aren't restroom facilities there. So, but it would be nice to have a place where people could, you know, get out of the muck there down by the water and come up on a deck and have small events, or just stop and reflect or fish. And, you know, every dock in Apalachicola is going to have fish guts on it, and that's why people come here.
And fishing.
Right.
Commissioner Ella, do you have any other comments?
I do not. Just want to know what your thoughts are.
For me, the functionality and the low maintenance of it is ideal, is key. Because we don't have a lot of human capital to invest in it, I think we need to keep it simple, and the functionality of it needs to be simple. The maintenance needs to be minimal. Whether it's used for a venue or what have you, I don't know about that. I don't see that being an ideal spot for a wedding venue. I can actually kind of visualize the tin being used as a fence to separate maybe Levin's from this venue. You put up that so there's simplicity, low maintenance is what I'm looking for.
All well taken. We'll bring back options.
Thank you.
Happy to work on it.
Thank you very much. If there are no further comments or questions, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I have a motion by Commissioner Elliott. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Grove. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.